This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and this morning we're talking about renting with pets and a bill introduced to Parliament this week asking whether or not renters should be able to have pets and landlords should be able to just say flat out no. I'm joined this morning by Greg Utting, Director at Blight's Real Estate, Whyalla. How are you this morning, Greg?
Good, thanks, Jordan. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. And so I guess from a property manager's point of view, how do landlords and property managers feel about pets?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag. Here in our office in Whyalla, the majority of our landlords' clients are willing to have pets in the property. Not all of them are. Depends on the type of property that it is. And I guess also the type of pet that's involved as well. So, yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm. I guess in the regions we're lucky that we do have a bit more space generally when it does come to properties, to housing, a bit more spaced out, a bit more pet friendly.
That's right, yeah. People with units and apartments and flats and so on are obviously more reluctant to do so. People that have got a bit more yard space and so on are a bit more willing to look at it. The concerns of landlords is if you've got an untrained dog or perhaps a irresponsible pet owner, and the damage that can be caused to yards and also the inside of properties. That's generally the main concern. But we are seeing a trend where there are more and more people. Prospective tenants who have pets, so I can understand why the bill has been introduced, and it will be interesting to see how it plays out in the short term.
Mm. Of course, when it comes to property damage and I guess tenants when leaving an occupancy, not tidying up after a pet or just after themselves generally, isn't that something that would normally be covered by a bond?
That's right, yeah, the bond is there for those sorts of reasons, and I guess if it's damage to gardens in particular that have been caused by dogs, I guess it just adds another level of complexity. Typically a bond will be there for perhaps any final unpaid rent or water invoices, for example. Having to then throw into the mix damage to plants and lawns and gardens in general caused by a dog generally is just another issue that can end up exceeding what level of bond may be there. Which comes back to the concerns that landlords will quite often have.
Does Blight's Real Estate in Whyalla have policies when it comes to pets in regards to inspections and keeping pets restrained?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that's all part of the process. And even when prospective tenants are putting in applications, they have to put on their any pets they have, what they are, cats, dogs, snakes, lizards, etc. The age of them and so on. So that is all a factor in it. And so the pets essentially have to get approval from the landlords as well. Sometimes inspecting properties at routine inspections and so on for our staff can be a bit of an issue if they don't feel comfortable going ahead into the yard when the tenants aren't at home and there's dogs unrestrained in the yard. So again, that just adds another sort of little level of complexity that we have to work around.
And just from your understanding of the bill so far, what are your thoughts or what would your major concerns be about the bill?
I guess my main concern is that if it were that the bill was passed, so as it currently stands at the moment, the owners really call all the shots on whether tenants can or can't have pets. I'm not entirely across the wording of the draft bill, but if it were to go too far the other way, that the owners don't have that choice, then I think that that's a bridge too far. So perhaps somewhere in the middle is probably where the right answer sits.
Hmm. And I guess, yeah, like you said just before, we'll have to wait and see where the bill ends up, because if it goes to Parliament, it's getting debated, and no doubt there will be changes made. But it should be an interesting one. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Greg.
No worries, Jordan. Thanks for your time.
That was Greg Udding, Director of Blight's Real Estate Whaler, on your Classic It's Breakfast.